Well, good morning, everyone. Hello. How you doing, Nikki?
I'm here.
Hello, Spanky.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Now, the thing with Spanky is he is now with less fingers. The new improved Spanky, now with less fingers on the morning disaster.
Now they get in the way.
Yeah, they do. How you doing, Spank?
Yeah, pretty tired, still pretty rough.
Yeah, the surgery was last week, and we know you were passed out for it all.
Mm-hmm.
Which I imagine. I mean, they're not going to keep you up for that surgery. And how are you recovering?
It's pretty slow, pretty sore.
Really? That sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so like I said, I just had a few minutes, thought I'd call and say hi in between naps. And
have you tried to manipulate yourself yet?
No.
So, I mean, I was thinking about it, and I'm trying to find.
Oh no,
I'm trying to find some humor, and I did come up with one. I did come up with something. Considering they chopped off the tops of fingers, I mean, it's going to make your member look a little bigger.
Oh, definitely. That is true. I never thought about that.
You know, you just imagine they're full size and you can't wrap them around it. Now,
there's
something going on. Oh, my
God. Oh, by the way, I do have some pictures I'll be sending you.
Oh, please don't. Nikki, did I tell you what happened last time he sent me pics?
No.
All right. He tells me, he says, hey, he calls and he tells me, he goes, I squashed my fingers in the truck. I'm like, oh, my God. He goes, yeah, it's really bad. And I'm like, what happened? He goes, it's really bad. I'm going to send you pictures. And so I thought he's going to send me a picture of, like, his bandaged hand. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I get these pictures on my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are pictures of his fingertips.
Yeah.
He sends me the pictures of where they clipped off the finger. I mean, it was the most disgusting thing. And he sends them to me like it's no big deal.
Oh, you ought to see him now.
Then he goes, hey, did you get them pictures? I'm like, yes. So they went and they clipped the rest, huh?
They clipped the rest, and then the other morning we had to unwrap them to change the dressing.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine.
And we had to end up going back to the doctor because I thought one of the fingers had died.
Oh, my God. You mean you were going to lose?
Because it was all purple.
You'd lose the nub, too?
I lost the nubs on them, but I thought it was the rest of the finger died because woke up and it was purple.
Oh, my God. What was the deal?
It was a blood blister.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, how in the hell you can go through surgery and end up with a blood blister is beyond me.
I'll be damned. Yeah, because they took you from first knuckle or second knuckle down, right?
They took me from the last knuckle to the fingernail down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you have no nail, you have no fingernails left.
No, I don't have to worry about trim. Manicures will get cheaper.
You know, it's you. You are always looking at the positive.
Well, I tell you what, I begin to wonder if I was doing the right thing. Man, the pain is just unbearable.
Yeah, I bet it is. Well, your body has to get used to, and I'm trying not to be disgusting, but your body has to get used to not having something, you know.
Exactly. And you have those
pains and pain.
Yeah, that's, oh, my God. It's like the other night I woke up and I thought, oh, the end of my finger hurts so bad. And I'm like, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like the phantom pain in it.
Oh, yeah. It's just, it's.
That sucks.
It's terrible. It's, well, now I think I talked to you, didn't I, right during after surgery?
Oh, yeah. You called me. Yeah. Yeah. You were out of it.
I don't remember that, but.
You were completely out of it, but I talked to you for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't.
It feels like 20 minutes. I think it was more like 15, but yeah, we talked on the phone and you're like telling me stuff, but I knew you weren't going to remember it.
Oh, no.
You were forgetting the beginning of the phone call by the time you were done.
Yeah, I'm taking like 8 or 10 pain pills a day. Mm.
By the way, Corey has messaged and said, holy shit, Stubby's back on. I mean, Spanky's back on. Spanky, please share the pics. No, don't tell him that. Do not tell.
If you don't want me to send them, I won't send them to you, but Jen took them.
You guys don't.
I got the before and after.
Don't tell him to send pics. He'll put them all over the Morning Disaster Facebook page. You don't want to see those pics.
I got before and after when I was laying in my sexy hospital gown, you know. Boy, if that ain't a treat.
With your ass hanging out.
They give you a gown that fits like a six-month-old child.
Al has sent a message saying, Spanky, can you even finger-bang chicks anymore? Oh, my God.
I don't know yet, but hoping to find out when they heal.
Let's see. Here's another one. Oh, my God. Spanky has midget fingers. I'm not even, listen, there's not even enough there to be called. I think midget finger is offensive, but I'm not even sure there's enough there to be called a midget finger. I mean.
Yeah. I'll just have to go ahead later today when Jen gets a background home. I'll have her shoot the pics off to you.
Oh, good. I can hardly wait. Oh, my God.
Because they are beautiful.
Poor Spanky.
You just got to be sure and look at the, when you look at the pics with them uncovered, be sure and look at the very first finger.
Oh, God. The first stub.
Yeah, because it's got some meat hanging out.
Oh, what the hell do you want to share that for?
It's pretty cool.
Why didn't they smooth it off? Why do you got meat hanging out?
Well, they did.
Oh, okay.
They did, but the thing was, when they took some of it back apart to redress it,
right?
It wasn't quite ready to come apart yet, so kind of tore some of it apart. God.
Do they stitch the skin together?
Oh, yeah. You'll see.
Oh, God. Oh, disgusting.
So,
but
everything's going good with you guys?
Yeah, but I mean, in all seriousness, with you, though, this will be better, right? I mean,
that's what they're hoping.
Yeah, because you've been in misery.
That was the reason why we did it.
You've been in misery for like a year. I mean,
it's been, well, yeah, it's a year ago, February.
Yeah. I'll be damned.
So, but.
Hey, you missed Nick. Nicky was telling about, oh, my God, Spanky, I can't even tell you what you missed. Oh.
Well, I did read a little bit yesterday, I think, when I was up about her wanting to have two guys. So would she like to have one and a half guys?
Yeah. She has been flirting with this ex-boyfriend and a buddy of his who may have or may not have been involved in some sexual escapades in the past. So,
ooh.
I don't know what she's got going on.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, buddy, I got to roll and take some more meds.
All right. It's good. Thanks for checking in.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for checking in, buddy.
Bye.
Later,
okay, see you.
Oh, my God. Poor Spanky. Can you imagine that, Nikki? Oh, my God.
Mm-mm.
What would you do with that chop? Part of your fingers off. Hey, I have we have a request. It says, Ray, will you play a song for me to open the show today? Could you play Liquors and Whores by Bubbles? Nikki, do you know Liquors and Whores by Bubbles?
I've never heard of it.
I don't know this song. Let me just play a little bit of it to start the show today. All right, because I
Liquor and Whores, take two. Liquor and Whores, Liquor and Whores, cigarettes and dope and mustard and bologna, Liquor and Whores. When I was down at the Legion, I met a girl. She was nice, she was pretty and pleasing. She said, hey boy, we should do some marrying. And I said, sure, but before we do, there's something that you should know. I like liquor and whore.
liquor and whores. That is a, oh, that's a fun romp to start. Liquor and whores. That's from the Trailer Park Boys, or Bubbles. Bubbles,
nice.
Bubbles is on the Trailer Park Boys.
I don't know what the Trailer Park Boys are.
It's a Canadian comedy show where I think they're pot dealers or so. I've never really seen the show. They're pot dealers, I believe. And that's Liquor and Whores from the song. So there you go. We played a little bit for you. I can't play the whole thing because of, you know, copyright stuff. But there you go, amigo. Played you a little liquor and whores today to get you going. Because that's how I roll. So, Nikki, what'd you do last night? Were you phoneless?
Yeah.
And how did you survive?
Very easily.
You were fine.
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh. No problem whatsoever.
Nope.
Hmm. All right. Just checking.
Slept a lot.
Oh, you slept, huh? That's how you got through it?
Yeah.
Because I would think, I mean, I've never been without a phone, I don't think. Well, no, I think I left mine somewhere.
Yeah, like I had people calling me.
Yeah. They were calling? You could accept when they called you?
I said people don't call me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I mean, you know, internet and all that stuff, that's how you stay connected.
Wireless.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi.
Oh, you have Wi-Fi?
If I can be somewhere where I can connect to it.
Mm. Okay. I didn't know if you were disconnected.
I had it back by like 9 o'clock.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
All right.
It only went like 4 hours without internet.
Well, that's not bad.
I've got TV.
Well, you made it sound like you were just going to be, you know, like you were going to be in major disconnect mode.
No.
That's just a few hours.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, good. I'm glad you're back.
Mm-hmm.
So did you get sleep?
Yeah, I've gotten much sleep. Okay. And then I got up at like 3:30 this morning.
Oh, my God. What? Why are you waking up at 3:30?
Because I got too much sleep. I fell asleep early.
Your schedule is, I mean, I don't think I've ever known anyone who has such a weird schedule. I mean,
you know, now I'm tired.
You really do. I mean, I've never known anyone whose schedule is so warped. And it's from day to day.
Mm-hmm.
Like one day, oh, I think I'm going to go to sleep at 7 o'clock. The next day, oh, I'll go to bed at 4. And yet you do try to wake up every day by 9 a.m. for a show.
Yeah.
That's what, I mean.
The only constant thing I have in my life.
Is this show?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well.
Makes me get up.
Well, actually,
and then go back to bed afterwards, but.
I'm actually pretty glad. I'm glad that this show exists because it does give you something to do every day, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Nikki. Nikki, Nikki, Nikki. Well, at least you're here.
I sat down and I wrote a list out of things I need to do every day.
Oh, good. That's what I'm talking
about.
And
how much time it would take.
That's what I'm talking about. I had to do that. I had to write a note to myself that said, every day, shower.
Yeah, I've done that before.
So let me know, what did you put on your list? I want to know what's on your list of things to do every day.
I gotta get it.
Yeah, go get the. I want to know what's on the list.
I'm not done with it yet.
Nikki's list of things that must be done every day. This is important for everybody.
An hour and a half for the show. 1 hour general cleaning.
What was the first one?
Whether it's dishes or dusting or vacuuming or the bathroom or whatever.
What was the first thing?
The show.
Oh, for the show. Okay, thank you. Yes. All right.
Hour and a half for laundry.
All right. 90 minutes for laundry, eh?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to work on my art for an hour.
Good, yeah.
30 minutes walking or exercising.
All right, that's very good.
I put in an hour and a half for taking a shower and doing my hair and makeup.
Good, yeah.
Something during the day.
So that way you're, you know,
mm-hmm.
every single day you're taking care of yourself.
Yep.
All right.
That's as far as I've gotten.
Well, I mean,
I should put breakfast in there.
Yes, do you eat breakfast?
I haven't been.
Oh, Nikki.
I did yesterday.
Oh, man.
I haven't been eating.
Well, you have to. I mean, you got to eat.
Well, I've been sick. I was only eating like once every 24 or 26 hours.
No, you got to get on a regular schedule.
I didn't want to. It made me sick to look at food.
Well, I know, but you still got to, you know.
And then I started that Topamax.
Oh, that's
so
the
now
weight.
I really don't want to look at food.
The weight loss drug. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you still have.
Well, it's an everything drug. It does a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
But one of the side effects of it is weight loss.
Yeah, but you still have to, you know, you still got to eat.
I know.
You know. You have to, there comes a time when you got to put food in your body, even if it's not a lot of food, but, you know.
The other morning I had salad for breakfast.
But I mean, that's good. At least it's breakfast, though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having cravings now. I don't know why, but I'm just having cravings.
Yeah. I've been working for the last 24 hours of getting liquids in.
You're drinking water?
Lots of water.
Water, yeah. No soda.
No soda.
Hey, this is for everybody, too. I mean, I'm sure that Pepsi and Coke won't like it, but listen, get off the soda. This is everybody.
Yeah.
Get off the soda and drink water.
Get off the sugar.
I'll tell you how horrible this stuff is, and this is serious. I mean,
it rots your teeth.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I haven't had soda in months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In months since I've had it, right? And even though it's been months since I had soda, I still crave it. Like, I'll have a soda craving. That's not normal.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're not having something, you shouldn't be longing for it.
Right.
But yet, even after that much time, I still long for it.
Yeah.
Just to let you know how addictive it is. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think there's definitely an addictive property to soda.
So I'm sure there is.
Get off of that stuff. Drink ice water.
There's some ice water with some lemon in it.
Yeah. You have to, what do they say? You have to drink to live, not live to drink.
Right. And I'm on water. I'm on liquid restrictions.
Whatever the hell that is. Well, good for you. I'm glad you're feeling better, you know?
That's what it is I'm feeling.
Yeah. Let's see, what is a good God? This is what Brett says.
What?
I'm not sure what he wrote this about, but it says, good God, what is this shit? I am not dumber for hearing it. I have forgotten how to do math. Thanks, Ray. I don't know if that's from the song that I played or.
Huh.
If it was from us talking, I don't know. But that's the note he sent. Good God, what is this shit? I am not dumber for hearing it. You know, that could have been, that could have been Nikki and I discussing diets.
Who knows?
My goodness. And we got some got very positive messages about the show yesterday.
Good.
A lot of people liked yesterday's show. I'll be damned.
Update is I have heard nothing.
You have heard nothing from the guys?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sure
the message was read, but I've heard nothing.
Hmm. Oh, so you sent them...
I probably won't.
You sent them a message letting them know?
It was a rambling, on, drunk-like message.
And what did you tell them in your message?
I wanted to know who was the one that was asking the question.
Oh, so they were typing questions?
Yeah. It sounded like the ex and not the person I was talking to.
And then I want to know how you got it in your head that both of them were interested in, you know.
Because he was playing it off like it was him, not the ex.
So the guy was saying, hey, how about me and so-and-so giving it to you, you know. Is that how it was?
He said he would give it to me.
Oh, he'd give it to you. Oh. But you knew the ex would want to.
Yeah, because
you have before. Because you have before.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you are something else.
It's not me.
No messages last night. Well,
I was just trying to get in contact with them. I didn't know if it was a good idea or not, so I asked his best friend.
And then the best friend started suggesting.
And his best friend was going to feel him out and see if it was a good idea.
So the best friend was the one who suggested the ménage à trois.
He didn't suggest the ménage à trois. He suggested a one-on-one.
Oh, with you. So the best friend was weaseling out the ex?
Yeah. But I think it wasn't him. I think it was the ex by the way he was talking.
Oh. Well, how is...
I think they were both sitting there. And I think they were giggling and laughing and typing.
So they both knew what was going on.
Yes. Ask her if she still does this. Well, how in the hell does he know?
Ask her if she still does this. Yeah, those two guys are wanting to get you at the same time. Right?
And then I would answer and... make a joke out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd ask another one. Well, do you still do this?
Oh, my God. Well, do you still do... And it was all sexual stuff? Well, how would the friend know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're gonna. I think there'll be a Nikki sandwich soon.
No.
Yeah. You're gonna be.
No.
You'll be the meat in the middle of the sandwich.
No. Ain't gonna happen.
Let me just say, are there any listeners that don't think this is gonna happen? Is there anyone out there that doesn't think Nikki's gonna be a part of a sandwich?
The ex has me blocked.
What do you mean he's blocked? Oh, he's blocked you.
Yes. Back in November.
Why did he block you?
I don't know. He gets drunk and does stupid shit.
So your ex-boyfriend blocked you on Facebook?
Yes.
And yet, so you got hold of his friend to say, hey, do you think it's cool if I get hold of him?
Right.
And then he started talking to you.
Because he's single now.
Oh, really? So you contacted his friend.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, you know, I know he's single. I heard he's single, you know. So I want to connect with him. Do you think it's a good idea I call him or get hold of him?
As friend. I told him I just wanted to be his friend.
And then his buddy said what?
Yeah, I'll feel it out. I don't think it'll be the same relationship as it was before. You guys might be able to be friends. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's all you wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then...
Yeah, it took a nasty turn.
Then they start saying, oh, by the way...
This is the next day.
Do you still... so he talked to the friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start asking me questions like, what do you think about... What do you think about testicle foreplay? Or what do you think about, you know, they start asking you sexual questions.
Yeah, very explicit.
Like, really? Real explicit? Come on.
Very explicit things that only the first guy would know about.
Give us one. We got to get at least one. Come on.
No.
I mean, I got to know what these questions were.
No.
Like, was it, do you still do ass play and stuff like that?
I mean, oh, God, no.
Come on, listeners, help me come up with some questions. Like what kind of
stuff?
I want to know what kind of stuff they asked you. Do you still like
That's
when guys
giving too much away?
Do you like when guys finish on you instead of in you?
Oh God, no.
Al says they want to Eiffel Tower her, Ray.
What the hell is an Eiffel Tower?
They want to give you the Eiffel Tower, both of them.
What the hell is that?
They want to Eiffel Tower you.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know what an Eiffel Tower is either, do you?
The Eiffel Tower has to do when you stand upon them. And, you know.
What?
You stand above... I believe the Eiffel Tower is when you stand above them. And, you know.
Pee?
No, you don't pee on them, no!
What are you talking about?
No! there's no pee involved on the Eiffel Tower.
Then why am I standing above them?
You stand above them. And there's a guy on, like, each side. You get it?
No.
How do I describe this? You're on her knee. You're on your knees, okay?
Okay. Okay, now I'm not standing.
You're on your knees. And you're not standing. The guys are. And there's a guy standing... And you're, and then there's another guy, all right? And
uh-huh.
He's standing too. And he's doing from behind, and the guy in front is getting filleted. And then they grab hands. That's the Eiffel
Tower. They're touching each other?
Listen, stay with me, all right? You're on your, you are on your knees, okay?
I'm going to have to Google this.
I'm trying to explain it to you without being too dirty, but you're on your knees. And hey, Al, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're on your knees and there's a guy standing in front of you and you are cupping balls and filleting, okay? You're taking care of the guy really good. Now, behind you, there's another guy who I believe is standing up. I guess he could be squatting, but he's doing you in the rear.
He's doing the what?
He's doing your rear end. And then when they're going at it, they touch hands. They grab hands.
Why are they grabbing hands?
So it'll look like the Eiffel Tower.
That's retarded.
That's what it is.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure that's what the Eiffel Tower is. I'm almost positive that's what the Eiffel Tower is.
It sounds like finger cuffs.
It sounds like what? Finger cuffs?
Mm-hmm.
That could be it. I mean, yeah, it's It's all this. Listen, it's a three-way with a guy on each side, and they're, you know, they're slapping a high five and not letting go. How about that? Okay.
Oh my God.
That is the Eiffel Tower.
That sounds gay.
Al, am I right? Listeners, am I getting something wrong? Excuse me. I think Nikki's ready to get stuffed like a freaking Thanksgiving turkey. That's the Eiffel Tower. What I just described.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a message saying, Ray, you successfully described the Eiffel Tower. Yeah.
So why would they hold hands?
Well, they're standing up to make it look like the Eiffel Tower.
That's just stupid.
Oh, my God.
Why don't they just lean over and kiss while they're at it?
They're not kissing. There's no kissing from the men. They're just grabbing hands while they're going to town.
Well, they're already holding hands.
They just grab hands to make it look like the Eiffel Tower. But they are. But they're standing up. See,
I don't get it.
Listen, I guess technically you don't even have to be on your knees. You could just be bent over. You know.
Mm.
I mean, technically.
Yeah.
And if you're bent over, maybe they could be bent over too. Maybe they, you know, a resting Eiffel Tower, I guess, is what that is. But that is what an Eiffel Tower is.
I think it'd turn into the Falling Tower of Pisa.
No, it's not the Leaning Tower of Pisa. No. I'm just saying that's what it is.
No.
They're doing you.
That's not going to happen.
All right, here we go. Al has sent me. Here we go. Hold on. Al has sent me the Urban Dictionary. Here we go. A threesome with two guys and a girl, where one guy's hitting it from behind and the other guy's getting a BJ. The guys are high-fiving over the girl to make the Eiffel Tower shape. There you go. So I was wrong when I said they grabbed hands. They're just high-fiving. Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Corey wants to know.
Oh, no. Corey, shut up.
He said, hey, Nikki, did they ask you to play butt rodeo?
No.
All right. That's when you have your buddy in the closet. and while having sex, you switch to doggy. All right? While having doggy style, you slip it in her butt while yelling out, butt rodeo. Your buddy jumps out of the closet. While you try and ride it out for 8 seconds.
What?
What in the hell?
He's making this up.
This is not made up. It's what Corey says is called a butt rodeo.
No, good God.
You go, butt rodeo. Then you...
And you believe everything Corey says.
Yes, I do, because he's very trustworthy. That's a butt rodeo.
No.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Butt rodeo!
Nope.
Oh, my God. I think that's great.
Oh. Why don't you play butt rodeo?
And the Eiffel Tower.
Nope. No.
Yeah. I thought the guys had to be standing, but I guess they can be on their knees as well. All right.
Mm.
So just to let you know, that is the Eiffel Tower.
It's not going to happen. I'm never going to hear from them again.
Hmm. Yonder the bomb, the water the bomb. There you go. Nikki, these are things you've done before. The list of things Nikki has done. So she has done the Eiffel Tower.
I have not.
And she has been she's participated in a butt rodeo.
I have not. Now you're just lying.
I would like it if you participated in a butt rodeo.
Why?
Just because I find it fascinating that anyone would do that.
No.
Are they
naked wearing cowboy boots and
I have no idea
little gun holsters and cowboy hat?
I had no idea what they were doing. I had no idea.
No laugh. Though.
I don't know what they're wearing when they do a butt. You hold on for 8 seconds. What the hell is wrong with Corey? I guess the whole thing is the guy jumps out of the closet. The girl's freaking out that someone's watching him. Meanwhile, the guy's trying to do her body. I'm thinking that's what's going on there.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on. Let me look this up. What is it? Butt rodeo? All right, hold on. I'm going to look this one up on the page that Al sent me. All right.
You know, there's a word in the Urban Dictionary that was made and put in there just because of me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One of my friends came up with it and put it in the
what
mess.
Is the word? What is
you're pizza not... maniac? No, like it's like a nymphomaniac, but with pizza.
Hold on. I'm gonna read butt rodeo, then I'm gonna look for your word that they created for you. All right. All right,
yeah.
Butt rodeo. Invite your friends over and get them to hide in the closet. Then you get your girlfriend going doggy style and quickly jam it in her ass while grabbing her hair and yelling, butt rodeo, butt rodeo. Then your friends jump out of the closet and turn the lights on while you try and hold on for 8 seconds.
Oh, good God.
That's what it is. All right, so let me see.
How juvenile.
Let me see the word that was created for you.
Mm-hmm.
You say it's something maniac?
It's like pizza maniac or pizza maniac.
I don't see pizza maniac. I don't see pizza maniac. I don't know.
Or nympho pizza maniac.
Nympho. I don't know.
We looked it up again, like within the last 6 months, it's still there.
And someone put it, and it's about what you eat.
I eat my pizza, and then I start eating other pieces of pizza.
Oh, well, that's not even sexual.
Well,
who cares then? Good Lord.
But it's funny.
I thought it was something sexual.
Oh, my God.
Here's a nympho.
Everything's got to be. That's what everything has to be with you.
Here's a nympho moped is a female whose sex drive is obsessively high and seeks to sex males out of her league. The males will sex her purely due to her high sex drive and no limit six. But they do not fancy her, nor would they want to be seen with her in public. A nympho moped, mm-hmm. A nympho moped is a guilty pleasure.
Yes.
Oh, so you knew that one.
Yes, because that's what I am.
All right, a nympho pizziac is an individual who
eats
more.
That's me.
All right, good. Here we go. An individual who eats more than their fair share of pizza. A person who eats all their pizza and then half of yours. That was invented because of you?
Yes.
A nympho pizziac.
Chris put it in there.
That's fantastic.
Chris put it in there.
Here's the other one that person created. Nympho slutopotamus.
Mm-hmm.
A female who has had intercourse with five or more males in one night and still has an insatiable appetite for sex. A nympho slutopotamus is a girl, yeah. Good Lord, is a lustful woman. The nympho slutopotamus. Good Lord, we're learning things. This is insane. You're insatiable, Nikki. Good old Nikki.
That one wasn't about me.
No, it wasn't, but I'm imagining it was.
It's not.
The nympho slut. I mean, oh, are you telling me you're not a nympho slutopotamus?
Oh. I have never been with five guys in one night.
Well, I would hope not. I mean, come on.
My limit's always been two.
Your limit should be one.
I'm single.
Unbelievable is what you are. We're learning so much. Oh, my goodness.
Plus, this isn't my past. This isn't since I broke my celibacy.
What you did break your celibacy. How long have you, you know? Are you back to being celibate now?
Twice.
Are you back? Huh? Are you back to being celibate now, or what? Or are you?
Oh. I don't know. Mm.
So
I can have it if I want it,
if the right guy came along today, you'd let him do it.
Right. I have one guy that eagerly wants it. I have another guy that. Basically, that's all he wants. And so that was fun in the beginning, and now I'm just like,
So you don't know when you're going to do it.
Yeah. Hmm. If I ever get horny enough, I got a couple calls I could make.
What a living.
What a living. Well,
and these guys that call, all right? So... the guys that call, they just show up?
No, one texts me, and the other one will take me out on date.
Yeah, but I'm saying whenever you want it, you call the guy, and they just show up and give it to you.
Yeah, basically, if I would call them, they would show up.
Now, do they have girlfriends or anything? Or
no.
Huh. Very, very.
I just don't think chemistry is that high there.
But there's no, like, the guys don't have it. You know they're not going to want it to be anything more than just the sex.
Right.
Well, that's
and pretty, I don't want any more than that with them.
That's what I mean. That's pretty good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. I mean, that'd be something that I think a lot of guys would want. Because even if they do have a girlfriend, they could still do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I've been married a long time. I don't know such things.
Yeah. So the two guys that I was talking to this last weekend are kids.
Are what?
Are tens.
They're tens?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean tens?
Like a guy would say a girl is a ten.
Wait, you mean they're good looking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Like they're all right, so they're a ten.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you had a ruler out and you were measuring things. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. I didn't know what you were getting at.
Yeah, they're like way out of my league.
Okay, so the only way so let me guess you. So you say they're way out of your league. So is the only way to get them to be so dirty that you know?
I guess.
Because I wonder about girls like that. Because I knew when I was a single guy, I knew a lot of girls who were very average looking.
Mm-hmm.
But they would have really good looking guys go over and booty, you know, do booty calls or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought, oh, that's just because they're doing anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I knew girls, but there were limits, you know, there were things you couldn't do to these girls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't go over a booty call and just put it in someone's rear end. You know, that's
no.
That's something that's discussed beforehand.
Right.
Although, in my history, that's something usually that just happens, but, you know.
But the with the ex, there was a relationship of sorts there.
And I mean, but it was anything at any time. You're down for anything with this guy.
I never actually had intercourse with him.
I don't even want to know what was done.
We were like best friends.
I don't even want to know what was going
on. With benefits.
Okay, so you're saying with a really good-looking guy and an average-looking girl or whatever, that the girl will do anything. There's no restrictions.
Of course there are.
And that's how you get
any dignity.
Well, I'm just saying, but I'm not asking. They don't have dignity, no.
I do.
I'm not discussing you. I'm just discussing women in general.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were telling me that these women are, you know, limits free. There's no limits. They'll do anything with the guy. And that's how they get the guys.
I don't know.
Oh.
If I knew that reason, I would probably list you as one of them.
I just want women to know. Just in case, all right? If I'm ever single, I'm no limits. I'm no limits. If I'm single, there are no limits. I'll do anything you want me to. Anything.
See, I wouldn't. I played hard to get a lot.
No, not me. I would do anything. You know,
I think that's what drove him crazy.
Once, because if you're a guy, like, what's the weirdest thing a woman can do? What's the weirdest thing a woman's going to do to you?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what you know. So there's no limits. No limits.
He knew that I was willing to do things, that I had conditions to them.
Oh, what were your conditions?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember.
I just remember there were conditions to each. Each thing had a condition to it.
Like if they do you in the butt, they got to buy you dinner? Or what are your conditions? I don't know. What are your conditions?
It just evolved. He's the one that provoked it.
You've got to do, you've got to promise to take me to Olive Garden or better if I do it in the rear end.
It's not like he kept me hidden. He introduced me to his friends.
So there are some guys. That's what I was getting at. There are some guys.
I was at his house every time he had a day off.
Yes, there are some guys out there who have girls that just come over and please them, but they never take them out in public. They never go out. They don't introduce the girls to their friend, and it's like, hey, you can't tell anybody about, you know.
Right.
And I'm saying that there's a lot of that going on.
He even talked to my stepmom on the phone.
You would talk what?
He talked to my stepmom on the phone.
While what? Talk to your
stepmom. About stuff.
The guy would talk to your stepmom?
About hunting.
About hunting?
Because he's got a bunch of land.
Yeah. And what were you doing when he was doing that?
I was sitting there like, oh, my God.
Oh. I'm confused now, but.
Yeah, it was a very confusing time. Mm.
So you're saying the guy would do sexual things with you, but he wouldn't introduce you to his friends or anything?
He did.
Oh, he did? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now you're confused.
And
now
he kissed me in front of him and everything.
He what?
He would kiss me in front of them and everything.
Oh. Well, then you...
Hold my hand and...
Well, then your relationship's not that weird.
It wasn't a relationship, though.
What do you mean it wasn't a relationship?
We never said we were officially going out.
I don't think you have to when you're kissing... When he's kissing you in front of your friends.
Yeah.
Why would he have to say... Why would he have to declare it something?
I don't know.
Oh, you women. You messed it up, didn't you, by insisting he declare something?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my God.
I think I messed it up because when he finally told me that he loved me, he was drunk, and I just said, I know you do. And the next day he quit calling, and it was over.
Oh, Nikki. Nikki.
Because I was sober and he was drunk. And you don't believe him when he's drunk.
Mm. Yeah, I once...
He would have said it when he was sober. I would have said it back.
I once went with... I once took a girl to a wedding. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said... And we were at the wedding, and then we snuck out to the car, all right?
Right.
And this is at the wedding, at the reception. We snuck out to the car and had a quickie in the car, all right?
Yeah.
And I had said, I could see myself doing this with you, you know what I mean? Now, here's what I meant. Mm-hmm. Here's what I meant. I could see myself going to weddings with you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But the girl heard something completely different.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she thought I meant I could see myself getting married to you.
Right.
Which, that wasn't it at all. So, she took it the wrong way and she went in and told one of her friends or something that that's what I said.
Right.
And then when it got back to me, I was so pissed off that I broke up with her.
Yeah.
Because she misunderstood. Now, in hindsight, all right, in hindsight, it was my fault that she felt that, you know, that she took it that way. I probably should have rethought my phrasing.
Yeah.
I should have rethought and said, hey, you know, I had a really good time going to a wedding with you. This is cool. We should go to more weddings. You know, that's what I should have said.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, I was caught up in the moment of we had just had sex, and I said something that it sounded like what I didn't mean, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
Right.
But it got so bad.
This was like after 10 months.
You're with a guy for 10 months? And it started, was it starting out as him not telling anybody about you? Or
no.
Let me ask you, did he like you to do butt stuff to him?
What?
Did he want you to do butt stuff to him?
No, why?
I'm just wondering.
Why did you ask that?
I'm just wondering. I'm just asking.
That's weird.
Well, here is the scenario you gave me. You started going out with this guy. Did you guys start as friends or anything? Or
what?
Did you start as friends or anything? Or...
Yeah.
Okay. So you start as friends. Then you start doing sexual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then
just a little stuff here and there.
Okay. So you're hanging around him and his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he wasn't hiding you.
Mm-mm.
He wasn't jumping out saying, "Hey, we're dating," but he definitely wasn't hiding you.
Mm-mm.
And I wonder, and then you said you were together for 10 months, and I just asked. I said, did he want you to do any butt stuff with him where it was his butt, you know?
Right.
That's all I'm asking, because I'm just trying to figure out what was going on in this relationship. That's all I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I think we're just two lonely people at the same time.
Because then out of nowhere, he breaks up with you.
He found somebody better.
Well,
like within a week.
He found somebody better. Really?
And he stayed with her up until recently. Now he's single again.
How do you know this? And he blocked you on Facebook?
Mm-hmm. And all I said to him was, you can call me anytime. I live in Springfield now. This is my number. And he kept looking at everything that I was writing. And he would start to type and then stop. And I laughed and I said, I can see that you're reading what I'm writing. Why don't you just go ahead and reply?
Oh, boy, you're pushy.
And so he blocked me.
You are pushy.
I am pushy.
Yeah.
His friend hasn't blocked me yet. I thought for sure he would after the thing that I sent the other day.
Boy, you are something else.
No, I'm just going to leave it alone.
Yeah.
One of them will get drunk and contact me at some point, I'm sure.
I get so confused.
Why?
I get confused when I talk to you sometimes. It's hard.
I just have that feeling.
Yes, it's hard to stay with the stories. It really is.
I just have that feeling that they're not going to contact me now.
Oh my God.
That at some point they're going to get drunk.
Yeah.
And my name is going to get brought up and they're going to be like, let's give her a call. Let's fuck with her. And I'm going to get a phone call about 2:30 in the morning.
It does seem like I talk you into a misery. It really does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
I know.
And but they didn't ask to play Butt Rodeo or anything, did they?
No.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure.
No.
Just want to make sure there was no Butt Rodeo.
No, he was a good friend. I had lots of fun with both of them.
Right.
They were fun to be around with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. People would come over and bring beer and hang out and listen to music and laugh and tell jokes and lots of fun.
So
just hanging out.
Are you still blocked?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you try again?
I can't try anything because I can't see his profile.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought maybe you tried and all of a sudden you weren't blocked anymore.
But I'm not blocked on Plenty of Fish. I sent him a message on there.
Oh, so you're on that POF.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but bad news on there, Nikki.
Yeah, I know.
I was talking to somebody. Who was it? Somebody was telling me that they had success on that Plenty of Fish. Who the hell was it?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, but I mean, they had said they met somebody on Plenty of Fish and it was working out.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a TJ. It was TJ.
Yeah.
He said he met the woman on Plenty of Fish and they were, you know, getting along really good.
Mm-hmm.
From internet.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest. I don't think I would ever date anybody.
Well, it's better than going to the bar.
Well, there's other places than bars to meet somebody, right?
Not really if they have a busy schedule.
I don't know.
Don't go out to the bars.
I think all I do is just put on Facebook, hey, everybody, I'm horrible news, I'm single. You know, I'd be like, oh, sorry, D and I decided to call it quits, and, you know. So I'm single. I'm very available, you know.
Everybody on my Facebook are, like, together with somebody.
Well, then, I mean... This is me being an egomaniac because I'm never going to be single, but I would think that somebody would say, hey, you know, my wife has a friend. You should go out with her. Or hey,
no, I've done that before.
I know this girl.
And I ended up mad at the friend.
Oh.
I'm like, really?
Hey, you should check. You know, I got this girl I work with. You're perfect for. You should take her out.
That is exactly what happened.
Really?
I have this guy that I work with.
Yeah.
Let's go on a double date.
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
Oh, my God.
Even if it was horrible, what's wrong with it? You can't
it was horrible.
Well, then you just say, yeah, it just didn't work out, you know.
I'm like, really? That's what you think of me?
You know. I mean, I would be more, you know, I don't know. I think that I would just be more, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I would
put... Open-minded?
No, I would... No. I'm going to say it on my Facebook page. When I were to, when
well,
I
you've got 5,000 people on there.
Yes, yeah. Well, I have more than that. You know, I have 5,000... I got this the other day. I have 5,000 friends, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then I have like 1,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Who just see everything. They can't post to my thing or whatever, but they can see me.
Right.
They can read what I write. So. Oh, actually, I'm looking now. I have 4,998 friends. Oh, hold on. I can add a few more. Let me go to my. Let me go to my friends page where I have all these lunatics sending me friend requests. And I'll hook up with them. Of course, you know, you get these friend requests.
You don't know who they are.
No, I have no idea who's legit and who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have, I mean, I have hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
But a bunch of them are like one mutual friend. Or you click on it and they have like, there's just one picture, you know.
Mm-hmm. They've got theirs locked down.
Yeah. Like just one picture says, proud to be American. Like, am I somehow supposed to think this is a real person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, here's a person that sent me a message. It says he has 21 friends. Okay, hmm. No one has just 21 friends.
Hmm.
Not on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it 21 mutual friends?
No, just 21 friends total.
Yeah.
And no one has that, right?
No. Old people.
Here's a guy. Yeah, old people.
Their family.
I'm not getting requests from, like, grandmothers. All right, this one seems legit. I just found a guy who seems legit. All right? So I just accepted him as a friend.
Okay.
But he lives in Nebo. What the hell is... Oh, is it N-E-B-O, Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Is that a town?
That's down by, that's in Pike County.
Oh, the hell, my friend.
Down by Fulton. Hmm.
I don't know. Well, I'm friends with him now. So there you go. I actually, you know, I just made a new friend.
There you go.
And but what happens is I do this and then I should be able to accept everybody, right? But that's not how it works.
Right.
That's not how it works. Oh, here's one. This is a guy from Pena. All right. So let me accept him. He looks legit. He looks legit. I'll accept him. And there we go. Now I'm at 5,000 again.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's how it works.
Yeah.
I guess. I'm getting these messages. Ray, what do you
I
mean?
I don't have that problem.
Ray, what's your fascination with butt stuff? What a fascination with butt stuff.
You have a lot of fascination this morning with butt stuff.
No, I was asking because I thought your friend might be into butt stuff.
Why?
Because.
It's so random. What is your theory behind it, if I would have said yes?
Well, because I think that he might have been... gay, I think he might have been gay curious, you know, by curious.
I'm a woman.
Yes, I know. I'm thinking that he might have been gay curious and he liked you doing the butt stuff to him, or he liked the butt stuff and he knew you'd do it with no judgment, because this is what I think of you, and maybe I am wrong. But we're close.
Guys who like it in the butt has nothing to do with them being gay.
But please let me. Before you make me seem.
I need to break that to
before
you.
Before you make me seem like some horrible homophobe. Can I?
It came out that way.
Well, let me please elaborate. All right.
Elaborate.
Oh my goodness. Here's what I'm saying. All right. I'm saying that I know you well enough. I think I know what you would be like, you know, as a girlfriend or as, you know, somebody to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have no. I think you have no. You're very uninhibited. Okay. So I think if you dated a guy, one of the things guys would like about dating you is that they would feel no judgment.
Right.
And there are guys out there. I am certainly not one of them. But there are guys out there who like to get a little butt tickle from every now and then.
Right.
And I think those guys could go out with someone like you, and there would be no judgment.
Right.
And I think if that's what they wanted, I think you would willingly play with the taint or the butt or anything, you know.
Uh-huh.
When you're with a guy, and I think you would give no judgment.
You're the one that said that they were gay curious.
Okay, but here, I'm saying some of those guys... All right. Some of those guys might be wondering how the butt feels like because maybe they want to do it with a man.
Oh, Lord.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not passing judgment. I don't care if a guy wants to do it with a man. I don't care if a guy wants a girl to play with his ass. I don't care.
It's a very submissive thing to do.
Well, I don't care. No matter what it is, I don't care about it. I'm just saying that you're the type of woman, okay?
And I do want to snap on.
Yes, you're the type of woman who who would do that. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That you would do that and pass no judgment on the man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting at.
No.
So I don't know if you...
This is a very out there random question.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there are some things... Maybe there's some things you won't do. But I think that a guy who is... Who wants to do things... Needs a very uninhibited woman... That would not question things. You know what I mean? I think there's some guys like that. And I just have a feeling that you're one of those people that would be like that.
Depends on the guy.
So that's all I'm saying. Brent says, oh, someone blocked Nikki? You mean like she blocked me? What a shame.
He had a reason why he got blocked.
Because he said something awful.
Huh?
Because he said something about you.
Because he outed me.
Oh. As being what?
As being on the show with my real name.
Oh, so he found your real name. Oh, yeah. She's got two different Facebook accounts. She's got one for her family and friends. And then she has another.
You do not know about the show.
Right. Then she has another one for the show. You can't go on there and mention. Okay, now I get it. So you only blocked him from the personal account.
Yeah.
Well, but he's open to join the other one.
Anybody can go on Nikki Disaster.
Okay, yeah. So that's what was going on there, Brent.
Except for the one we do not talk about.
I never talked about the other one.
I'm just saying that one can't go on there because I did ban him from that.
I don't know how he found that one. Of course, I will say that sometimes you'll post and you'll forget what Facebook account you're on.
I don't.
Yeah, you have in the past, though. You have forgotten you posted with the wrong account.
When?
It's been a few months, but you have done that before.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On the morning disaster.
Oh, I'm very careful.
On the morning disaster page, you did it. And then I think you removed it, but you did have something up there in your real name.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was months ago. I don't have time to go back and scroll, but yeah.
Huh. So I always try and change it before I go on there.
Yeah. So that might have been how he found your, you know. I see you got what I'm getting at with you would be uninhibited and do anything a guy wanted
mm-hmm.
if it got them off. All right?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm very giving.
That's what I mean. So, yeah.
So why am I single?
I don't know why. I don't know. I'm you know.
Because I'm batshit crazy.
I don't know why you're single. You know why? Because you take everything so, what's the word I'm looking at? You take everything serious, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're cool on one hand, but then the other hand, you're like, you think everything's a sign, you know?
Mm.
Like, oh, that guy really doesn't like me. He's not. And it's like, it just is what it is.
Oh my God. That was his number one quote. It is what it is.
Yes. Yeah. It just is what it is. But I think that's what a lot of women get wrong in relationships. You know what? But I will say that especially a lot of women, especially a lot of women who are older, you know, like over 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want it to go so fast. And you know what? When it comes to relationships,
you can't rush it.
Yeah, and it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It just is what it is. And that's what it is.
I am not in any hurry to get married.
Well, I'm saying, but so many women, they want to rush it. That they have to, they just have to rush it.
Yeah.
And they pressure.
He's the one that brought that up, not me.
I'm just saying that I'm not saying you would do that, but you are right. you are in the age group that does.
Yeah.
And that's what ruins it for a lot of women. Like, everything's fine, and then they, you know.
Yeah. I put up with a lot of shit.
Then they want to rush stuff, and the guy's like, nope, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But you could see that. You could see that because, I mean, there are people, and I know people like this. There are people who have dated upwards of 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just dated, not married.
Mike, I would be fine with that.
Yeah. I don't think I would. Because my wife and I didn't have to get married, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We lived together for a couple of years before we got married.
Right.
And when we got married, there was no change.
Yeah.
None. It was the same. Mm-hmm. It was the same exact thing.
A piece of paper.
Yeah. But. But. It was. It was important to us to have the title. You know, it's like I wanted to have my.
Right.
I want her to have my last name. I want us to be married. You know, that's just what we want. So when we got married in 1992, that was the reason why.
Right.
It was just important to us to have that commitment. Although I will say that now we really don't need it, you know. we never needed to get married.
Yeah.
Because we didn't even have kids until we got married in 92. We didn't have kids till 2001, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good 9 years there, you know. And by the way, I don't think you need to be married to have a kid. I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying...
Mm-hmm.
My wife, it was important to my wife and I. That's not making judgments on anybody else. But I do know people who have been, well, I know one guy who's been with his girlfriend for 30 years. They've got a kid and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never been married. But they are 100% together. They've never married.
Yeah.
They've never married. And they're fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are women out there, though, who freak out. They need labels and, you know.
Yeah. I was like that when I was younger, but I've been single for so long.
So you're saying
like kind of set in my ways.
If you find a guy that you're into, all right,
uh-huh.
And you just start dating him, you know, like you meet a guy and you guys just start hanging out and it's cool. Say you hook up every couple of weeks, but you don't live together, but you're hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is. Do you start pressuring this guy after maybe it's a year? Do you start pressuring and saying, well, what am I? Am I your girlfriend? Am I this, that, or do you just let it go?
After a year?
After a year.
There needs to be a talk.
A year of just hooking up.
There needs to be a talk.
You're not hiding anything from anyone. You're just like living on your own.
Yeah.
You're saying that you would pressure the guy to talk.
It's not pressure. There just needs to be a talk to just figure out what's going on.
Like, what if the guy says...
What are the intentions?
Okay, but what if the guy says, here's what's going on. It is what it is. Are you good with that?
Because I tend to be loyal even when they don't ask me to be.
Yeah, but I mean, the guy's loyal too. He's not seeing anybody else.
Right.
He's just... He likes living on his own. He also likes you, and he likes hooking up like every week or a couple of weeks or whatever.
Right.
Are you fine with that? Or do you need
no.
Do you need more?
I need more.
Okay. Well, at least you're willing to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there are some...
I need love. I need
the commitment
of love.
But would you say that in the beginning, or would you lay it on him? He's not even expecting it.
It'd be something that people grow into, I would think.
All right.
And then if it doesn't happen, that's when you have to have the talk.
I'm just saying there are a lot of guys out there who just simply say, hey, it is what it is.
Exactly. And that's what he is. He's very, it is what it is.
If you're okay with it, that's fine. If you're not okay with it, well, I'm sorry, but it is what it is. And that's,
mm-hmm.
and that's all it's going to be. You're saying you could not live with that.
But then
yeah.
He would get drunk and tell me if I lost weight,
oh my God.
He'd put a ring on my finger take care of me for the rest of my life.
Who would say that?
And that would piss me off.
Oh my goodness. Who would say that to a person?
I don't.
You got to make that clear from the beginning.
Yeah.
That's why I would put on my Facebook post, you know, right from the start, I would put something on there. You know.
You either like me how I am or you don't.
Even before a friend set me up, I would say, you know, I have some specifications for women. They can't be above this age. They can't weigh above mm-hmm. this weight. You know. So
he's the one that pursued me. He's
yeah.
the one that found me and pursued me.
And then he gave you the is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, now we got it. Now we got it. You've explained it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, you now know. You never know. Maybe
this is the shit I go through. This is why I'm still single.
So men really are horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
Nice thing to find them.
And you seem to find the more horrible
mm-hmm.
ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've learned a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've learned.
Probably a little bit too much.
We.
We have learned a lot. We have learned a lot.
Yeah. I feel like we've come away more enlightened, everyone. There you go.
I feel like we just had a therapy session.
Yeah. I'm glad I helped. So here's what we learned. Some guys like butt stuff. Nikki is it is what it is type of girl, only for a couple of months. Then none of that. And Nikki would also do anything to a guy.
Yeah, I'm very loyal.
Very loyal. Like, she wouldn't tell anybody, you know, like, if you like that kind of stuff. What if, hey, what
I wouldn't go on out to another guy.
What if somebody wanted you to pee on him? What if they wanted you to pee on him or something? Would you, would you be okay and just not tell anybody?
Yeah.
You would do that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I don't think I could do that. My God, I really don't.
I mean, if I could relax enough to do it.
Yeah. Like if a guy said, hey, I know we're together, but I need you to pee on me in order for me to get off. You'd be like, all right, I'll pee on you. I don't care. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
But if you're going to pee, you at least want a commitment, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Take my advice, Nikki. Don't
something you just go around doing.
Don't pee on him without a commitment. You're begging.
That's right.
You're begging for heartbreak. If you pee on him without a commitment, take my advice. Oh, sure, I'll pee on you, but I need a commitment.
Mm-hmm. Have to be in the shower.
Yes. And I'm going to need a commitment before I pee on you, just to let you know. But if I get that commitment, sure, why not? What the hell? Let it fly.
What?
Yeah. I was just saying that you would pee on someone if, you know.
Oh.
If they gave you some kind of commitment, you'd be fine with it.
Maybe.
Oh, so now you're changing your tune, huh?
Well, I just don't know. I've never done it.
All right. Forget it, guys. Forget it. You guys out there who like to get peed. You guys into pee play. Sorry, Nikki's not your girl. She might not be into it. I was trying to help you out. Get you some guys into urine. Could you imagine? Oh, my God.
I've never been asked, so.
I just can't even imagine that.
By the way, I don't think I can relax enough to do it.
Oh, I never do. Oh, never.
I don't think it would let me.
Never. If I ever pee on a woman, it's by accident.
If I get pee shy going to the bathroom in a public bathroom, I have to wait till somebody walks out.
You would be pee. I'm sorry. I'm trying to pee on you. I'm just pee shy. I'm trying to make it happen. Please, give me a break. God. Look at the things we've learned today.
Entirely a whole bunch of information nobody needed to know.
My heavens, the Murgatroyd. Well, there you go, everybody. There's your podcast for today. It's Wednesday, February 1st. By the way, it is February 2017.
Thank God spring's around the corner.
Yeah. Tomorrow, last day of the week. And then I'm working. Here's my schedule. All right, I want to give a schedule. I'm working Friday, Monday, and Tuesday mornings on WMAY. All right?
Awesome.
So we won't do a show on next Monday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do a show on Tuesday, it won't be at the regular time.
Okay.
All right. So I'll let you guys know. We might do something in the afternoon. We might do something like when I get home, but.
Okay.
Around 10 or so. All right.
Sounds good.
Anyway, I'll keep you up to date. Stick around. We got one more show tomorrow, and I'll get into all this stuff more about what I can and can't work. And we'll talk to you then. Remember, okay. Nikki's your girl. If you like getting peed on, everybody, Nikki's your girl. But she's gonna need a commitment.
It is what it is,
and it is what it is. Thank you, Nikki. Also, thanks to Spanky for calling in, too. Later, everybody.